Introduction. Sometimes people ask me about stuff I've done. They'll mention reaching the top of Everest or surviving a jungle or crossing an ocean. Things they think are successes. But to me, these are the least interesting part of my story. And the truth is that behind every summit, every award or achievement that makes it into a neat headline, there is actually a string of failures. My life is much more of a collection of struggles, of doubts, of fears, some of which I overcome, some I don't. A more relevant question might be, where does my strength come from? The honest answer is that I often don't feel very strong. Life can be a battle. We all feel that from time to time. But any strength I do have seems to come in the quiet moments, at the start of my day. It comes when I'm on my own, on my knees. It comes from taking time to be still with God. God, for many of us, that's a difficult word. So might be the words church or father. To some, they might even be painful or negative. But let's try to see beyond the words, to the force behind them. That force is love. Let's remember that if our Creator really is who He says He is, then He is good. He's calling us home in a way that is powerfully unique to each of us. He's on our side, your side. He's holding out a hand no matter how far we think we've fallen. So God is love. I think so. I mean, that is all that Jesus ever wanted to share, isn't it? Love. The force He brought was goodness personified. This love is there to hold us, guide us, strengthen and rescue us. It's a power that I know I can turn to, however far away I feel. I don't turn to God to be religious. In fact, I really battle with religion as such. It seems so divisive and full of rules. Both those things turn me off. Church often portrays itself as so neat and perfect, and life is neither of those things. I kneel simply because it is where I find strength. This book will reveal that. The whole notion of strength through weakness, connection through honesty, and power through humility. It's a journey, and I'm not very far along the road. But I stay on it as best I can because my heart feels it is good. Even with a lifetime of faith behind me, I find the journey hard. I often mess up. I find myself teetering on the edge more often than you might imagine. So for me, starting my day with God really helps. It's like food, like good fuel for the soul. That's what Soul Fuel is about. It's a chance to share with you the kind of fuel I rely on every day to keep my life on track. Like a fire steel or a length of good rope, my faith is another essential in my arsenal for survival. But it is also so much more. It's my backbone, the heart of it all, the greatest source of any strength I have. There are intentionally no formal dates on the entries in this book, and no reading plan for you to struggle to follow. Soul Fuel is simply 360 separate entries grouped around the 12 themes that I find myself...